In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. So yesterday, I returned from a wonderful trip where I had the opportunity to participate in a conference. Now, while I was there, I realized that I was enjoying the conference so much because of a few important things. And the most important thing was that I was prepared for the trip. I think all of us can understand that anytime we go anywhere, we have to be ready to go. We have to make the arrangements, whether it's with our home or even at work. If not, then we are taking care of these certain issues while we're on the trip and we're not focusing on our experience there. Then we have to make sure we get tickets, reservations, and of course we have to pack. Now, packing is key. I remember going on a trip not too long ago where I forgot to check the weather. Let's just say I had a suitcase full of shorts, no jeans and long sleeve shirts, and I didn't have a great time. Now, my family in Christ, we are about to go on a trip. We are about to go on a spiritual journey. Today, the church is asking us to begin preparing. We are being told to begin making our arrangements, to begin thinking about what we are going to bring on this important trip, this journey through Great Lent. And this begins with today's Sunday, the Sunday of Zacchaeus. It will continue with the Sunday of the publican and the Pharisee, the Sunday of the prodigal son, the Sunday of judgment, and of course, Forgiveness Sunday. Each of these Sundays are getting us ready to journey through Lent, reminding us to begin thinking about what is coming. Zacchaeus is telling us to get ready by considering what is it in our lives that we desire the most. Is it Christ or is it something else? We are being asked, what is our why? What is our purpose? So our reading begins this morning by telling us about our main character, and that is, of course, a man named Zacchaeus. And this man had a very specific job. The scripture says that he was a tax collector. But he was more than just the tax collector, right? The scripture says that he was the chief tax collector and that he was someone who was very wealthy. Now, at that time, we all know that tax collectors were not loved, and the reason was because they would take money from their fellow neighbors, and they would give it to those who were oppressing them. More than just giving the money to the Romans, the tax collectors would also take a little bit more for themselves. Because of this, Zacchaeus was certainly not someone who was well-liked. But we do see that he did desire something. His desire, his purpose, seem to be wealth and comfort. Now, we have said often in this church that seeking those things is not a sin in themselves. The sin is when this desire takes over, when this desire, this purpose is put above all other things, like relationships with other people and our relationship with God. And this is exactly what had happened to Zacchaeus. But all of a sudden, something changes for him, doesn't it? He realizes that in his life, something is missing. And this happens through an encounter with Christ, an encounter with love, an encounter with compassion, an encounter with his very Creator. And that changed everything for Zacchaeus. His desire changed, and now he wanted to see Jesus for himself. So what does he do? He climbs up this very tall tree. Now think about this. A grown man, a man who had a position in his community, a wealthy man, decides that he's going to climb a tree. But this is exactly what having a purpose does for us. It gives us strength and it gives us courage. And he finally had both. He had the courage to seek after God and the strength to begin his journey back by desiring Christ. But that's not the end for him, is it? Christ then calls him down from the tree. So this contact that he had changed his desire from just wanting to see Christ to really wanting to know him. And Christ desires to know Zacchaeus as well. Christ wanted him to know him. So Zacchaeus' desires now changed, and he wanted to be united with Christ. He wanted to repent. And he wanted to make a real change in his life because Zacchaeus finally had a real purpose. This idea of purpose truly is central. At the conference I mentioned earlier, one of the presenters said something about this, and he said the following. He said, "Often when we lose our way, it is because we have lost our why. Often when we lose our way, it is because we have lost our why." And I found that to make total sense. Zacchaeus was lost because of one simple reason. He lost his why. Zacchaeus had lost his purpose. He did not have healthy desires, a desire for something that would bring him true fulfillment and purpose, a desire that would truly bear fruit in his life. So, if Zacchaeus were here today, and if he were to ask you, what is your why? What would you say? If he were here and asked you, what is your true desire in life? What would you say? Would you say that it is to truly know Christ? Would you say that it is to be truly united with him? The church today is reminding us to ask that question, to begin considering getting ready for our Lenten journey. We are being asked, what are you going to take on this important trip? Have you made the necessary arrangements to have a fruitful Lent? To begin, we ask ourselves, what or who is our true desire? Do we desire a stronger relationship with Christ? Then we must begin to put him first. Then we must contemplate, where are we right now? Have we lost our way a little bit? Have we forgotten what our why really is? Let us begin looking inward and consider, where are we as we begin our preparation to enter into great and holy Lent? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.